The theme of royalty, being a king, has perhaps different meanings for each of us and throughout history and in different parts of the world. Let us reflect on the trappings of a king and affirm that the reign of Jesus Christ, our King, is not of this world, as we heard him say in the gospel just now. It is a paradox as we look upon our King, right center in front of us, that his throne is the cross. His crown is not shining with gold and jewels, but is made of thorns and is cutting his head, making it bleed. He is clothed not in royal bling-type robes, but is stripped of his dignity. So as we behold our King, let us exalt him by looking on him not only with our physical eyes, but with the insight of the Holy Spirit. This demands contemplation, a spiritual practice that really needs to be developed over time. We know that our King went to the ends of the universe in order to embrace and save every living being. He did not condemn us, nor did he conquer us, except maybe we can say he conquered our hearts, and he never disregarded our freedom. But he paved the way with a humble love that forgives all things, hopes all things, and sustains all things. This love alone overcame and continues to overcome the worst of our enemies: hatred, sin, fear, and death. We proclaim that Jesus became the King of every age, the Lord of history, with the sole power of love, which is the nature of God, because he is God, and his life has no end. So today we joyfully share the splendor of having Jesus as our King, because he extends his regal power, I might say, into us. His rule of love transforms sin into grace, death into resurrection, fear into trust. And that is the power of faith, trusting that as we follow him, in letting go of our human controls, God will raise him and us to new life. If we accept Christ the King as the model for our lives, we have an example of a King teaching us how we should relate to others. Each time we forgive a brother, a sister, a child, a co-worker, a neighbor, we will have lived the example of Christ the King. Every time that we overcome suspicion of an individual who is of another race or religion or belief, we live the example of Christ the King. Each time we speak out against death and violence in any form, we live the example of Christ the King. And every time we endure personal pain in order to extend a word of support for another, we live the example of Christ the King. This is the divine merciful love coming from Christ on the cross, flowing to each and every one of us. The power of Christ our King gives us the grace, the power to be able to love in such a way as to bear hurts patiently. So on this solemnity of Jesus Christ, King of the universe, we highlight once again the coming together of humanity and divinity in our Lord in such a way as to recommit ourselves to cooperate with him in bringing forth his kingdom of love and justice for all.